In today's episode, I'm sharing with you how I broke through my personal comfort zone. This is how legends are made. Hi there guys, I hope you're doing great wherever you are. Today I was just going to share my personal journey on breaking through my own comfort zone. And all it was, and I did do actually a little Instagram video about this last week, but it was just to share with you about how I broke through my comfort zone. And I'm still breaking through my comfort zone. And I share with it just to recognize what it was for me and how it felt, and then what I did about it. And maybe it's simplistic and other people being like, well, has that an issue, has a problem, just go and do. But for me, it had triggers or anchors inside it which I had to resolve. Now, all it was is that I'm a huge fan of climbing, and I did some training on that, loved it, and then it completely dropped off for about 18 months. And I've been slowly getting back in, doing a bit of bouldering, bits and pieces, but I never made a finalized commitment to it. The easiest way for me to do that, as I've realized my patterns and my self-awareness, is that I need to commit to something on a regular basis, ideally paid for, and allows me to then kind of commit to it, and that's it, I'll turn up. So I chose to do that and enroll with the Oxford Climbing Center and go to their social night, which in itself sounds really silly and simple. However, for me, it brought on anxiety and concerns and worries. And the worries really, I think, are just maybe older ones from my past, which kind of come up like ghosts, just to remind why we didn't do things. And it's just kind of fears over getting to know new people, fears of knowing the right things to do, trying to feel accepted in some form. And obviously at some point, making sure that I can operate the ropes in a way that doesn't mean anyone's going to fall. So I was putting some pressure into myself about how I hoped it would be and how I didn't want it to be. And maybe there's a little bit of going to Oxford, going to the university there and doing it there, maybe judgment based on myself of that I belong, which is actually, to be fair, even any climbing place, I think, do I belong here? Am I good enough? How I got myself through that was to really take what I do and enjoy now after doing about 18 months and then overlay it onto the climbing. And what I took was yoga, which I'm committed to every Wednesday, do that and love it, really enjoy it. I wish I could do more, but what I can do is great. And I reminded myself that when I first started there, I felt a little out of place, a little awkward, maybe suddenly not knowing all the moves and not know how things should go. So I was taking that and how I now feel about it, which is relaxed, enjoyable, looking forward to it. Sure, got more to learn, but I'm feeling way more comfortable. And I overlaid that onto the climbing, saying that's where you want to be. You want to feel, no, not that you know everything, still learning, but you're competent. But that starts from going. That starts from actually turning up and being present and giving the climbing a go. And the more you do it, the better you're going to get at feeling competent over it. So I went and kind of bottled down the anxiety over it. And I went and had a great time. They were hugely sympathetic and patient with me, which I could sense. But that's not the point. I went and I'm committed to go again this week. It's only by the repetition of this, I think I get the most satisfaction to get where I want to be, which is to feel I can do this on a regular basis and do it more often. And the only kind of process I can give you from that was simply to go and do, to put those fears and worries and doubts to one side, and then overlay that with the experience that I wanted to have, and be patient with myself that, yeah, I'm going to turn up, I'm the new kid in the block, I don't know anything, don't know where things are, I'm going to ask questions, and that's okay too. No one, if they judge, then let them judge, that's their problem. I know what I came for. So when it comes to comfort zones, that was my one. That's what I've broken through this year so far. Seems to be about breaking through comfort zones. And that's another personal one that I want to share with you and how I achieved it, how it feels. And why I said I'm still breaking through it. So I need to go again, repeat it, get more into it, get more confident. That takes time. But the commitment I've made myself is to go. And that's the most important part. It's in the diary. It's a must now for me. So that's how I got through my comfort zone. And maybe inside that might help you to reconsider something you're facing, another challenge, or someone you know, maybe kind of like hitting a wall with something they needed to get through on the other side. And maybe this episode will be helpful for them. So that's my little bite-sized thoughts, bit of reflection myself. Other than that, I'm going to leave you and hope you're having a fantastic day where you are, and I'll catch you on the next episode. This is how legends are made.